Hello and welcome to the Search Security Podcast. My name is Eric Parizeau. It's great to have you with us. In this special CISSP Essentials introductory podcast, we will help you begin your journey towards CISSP certification. Today, we will discuss why the CISSP matters to information security professionals, when to go get it, and how the lessons in Search Security's CISSP Essentials Security School can help new InfoSec pros begin their careers on the right foot. Joining me today is Sean Harris, founder and CEO of Logical Security LLC, and the expert behind Search Security's CISSP Essentials Security School. Sean, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sean, you know more about the CISSP than just about anyone. What stands out about the CISSP certification that has enabled it to become the industry standard that it is today?
Well, it really was the first certification we had in the industry. So it was the first to market. But more than just being the first to market, the common body of knowledge was built by people who really knew what they were dealing with, close to 20 years ago. The 15 years ago or so, when I started getting into the CISSP world, people had a very narrow view of security if they thought about it at all, which was usually firewalls and technology configuration. And the developers of the common body of knowledge really had foresight in what all was involved with security way before a majority of us even understood what came together for security holistically. A lot of people won't know because they don't have to do the level of research that I've had to do for the books and all the classes I've taught with CISSP. But this common body of knowledge really came from the DoD and government NIST standards, and the concepts and topics that are covered on the exam really is taught throughout at least a 4-year degree within a college. It's very massive. So it was the first to market. It covers more than most people think is really related to security. And it's a foundational it's a foundational knowledge base that people need to really build on top of.
That dovetails perfectly into my next question, a theme that's become clear to me as we've developed the CISSP Essentials content, is that the materials are not only a path to a certification, but also a taxonomy for understanding the security industry. Tell me more about that.
One of the things that people who really study CISSP learn is the terms, the concepts. It builds a language for us, a common language for us to be able to discuss security issues. I'm sure a lot of people have been in the situation where you're trying to talk to a group of people about some complex security issues, but if you don't have the basic understanding of the terminology that's used in the first place, you're never going to be successful. Everybody has to have a certain knowledge base to be able to actually accomplish very complex things, which our industry is full of very complex things. This is not an easy industry. There's a lot of the problems that have to be solved are very complex. So the knowledge that is gained from studying for the CISSP gives us a playing field and a language and a context for all of these complex items to allow us to work together and get deep into the complexity. It's just, as an analogy, if people need to learn basic addition and subtraction before they can get to calculus, our industry is much more complex than calculus, so our workforce needs to have the basics of what's covered in the CISSP exam accomplish before we can accomplish the big things.
Now, we're in a very unusual time in that there are more professionals coming into the security industry than ever before, and yet the CISSP requires experience before someone can sit for the exam. So at what point in his or her career does it make sense for a security practitioner to really start studying for the CISSP?
Well, there's certainly more entry-level certifications, as in CompTIA Security Plus and other, like Networking Plus. So there's entry-level exams that should be taken before somebody goes for their CISSP. I think somebody needs to be in the career for a few years before they take this exam, because people won't have a context of understanding where a lot of these topics actually fit in the real world. If people don't have a context for the information that they need to learn, it's not going to stick, and it's not going to be useful in the practical world. So while there is a CISSP associate, which means that you could study for the exam and pass it, and if you don't have the experience, then once you get the experience, you could send in the documentation proving that, and then you can get the CISSP. But I think it's good that people are supposed to have years of experience before taking this, because it's not just book knowledge that's important in our industry. It's a skill set and experience. So for this to really stick, some of this information to really stick and allow it to be useful in somebody's career, I think the amount of time that's required before you could sit for the exam is an important requirement.
Now, there's ongoing debate about the value of security certifications and the CISSP specifically. With demand for talented InfoSec pros so high today, what is the worst-case career scenario for those who have the skills but not the CISSP certification?
I've heard complaints about every certification exam there's ever been. Before, you know, I did all my Microsoft, Novell, and Cisco, and all of those certification tracks before I got into security. Everybody complains about certification exams with the same complaints. They say that the material is not practical or it's obsolete. And that complaining is not useful. And whether or not somebody thinks the CISSP certification is useful or not doesn't matter. It's a requirement of today in our industry. You've got to have it. But what I find is when people are complaining about this exam and the material that's on it, they're complaining because they don't know yet why these topics are important. They don't have enough experience in the industry to realize why some of the things that they have to learn is actually important. So it's like if somebody's 13-year-old is complaining about how bad their English textbook is or how bad their math teacher is. A parent isn't going to sit around and complain with the kid. They're going to say, you don't know everything yet. That's why you've got to study this stuff. And then later on, these things are going to come together. So I hear a lot of complaints, but it's usually because people don't realize why some of the things that are important for them to learn, how it will broaden their horizon and how they'll think about security in much broader views. People go in with very focused ideas of what they think security is. If you take studying for the CISSP exam as an opportunity instead of a dreaded task, you will see all the fascinating things that come together within our industry. So, you know, people today don't really have an option of not getting certifications, and a lot of the jobs require certifications and degrees. And that wasn't true when I first got into security because there were no degrees. There was actually no book to study for the CISSP exam, which is why I wrote one. But you need to be as skilled, as knowledge, have as much knowledge and you need to have these types of credentials after your name to be taken seriously and get into the jobs that you're looking for.
Finally, what do you hope CISSP Essentials visitors will get out of these new courses? To me, it's a great resource for those looking to start preparation for their exam training, but also those who are new to the industry and are looking to learn about the knowledge and skills that are going to be required not only for the certification, but also for their own long-term success. So besides, of course, wanting visitors to come back to surge security and logical security many times over, what are the big picture knowledge or themes that really hit home?
I think what's important is to realize that each topic of this common body of knowledge, it's made up of 10 domains, each topic is really complex. And when people are studying for any type of exam, but, you know, for this certification, there's basic things that they take for granted. For example, basic concepts as in confidentiality, availability, and integrity, those are really easy concepts to understand, but very, very difficult to accomplish in the real world. And so what I'm hoping is that we're able to show people why they need to learn these topics, how they relate to the practical world, because you're not in your job, you know, the challenges that you're going to run into is not going to ask you to answer A, B, C, or D, just like you're sitting for an exam. You're going to run into situations that have a lot of nuances, complex scenarios that are going to require you to understand multiple topics that are covered throughout multiple domains of this common body of knowledge. You're going to have to weave all of those together to be able to be successful in your career. So we have in this CSSP Essentials Security School, we have developed material that requires you to think and it requires you to interact. You shouldn't be a passive learner in life. You should be actively involved with your learning process, which is why we've integrated a lot of interactive components to help people really solidify the critical topics and allow them to learn the items from a theoretical point of view, but hopefully also tie them to a practical point of view, because that's when the rubber hits the road. After you get this exam, you've got to actually do this stuff in real life. So we're trying to make it useful information that you can use to help you pass the exam and then later on in your career.
Excellent perspective. Sean Harris of Logical Security, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
To learn more about Sean and Logical Security, we invite you to visit our special partner page at searchsecurity.com/logicalsecurity. That's searchsecurity.com/logicalsecurity. And of course, you can visit Sean's corporate site, which is logicalsecurity.com. And you can begin your CISSP Essential Security School training at any time by visiting searchsecurity.com/CISSP Essentials. Again, that's searchsecurity.com/CISSP Essentials. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric Parison. Stay safe out there. CISSP is a registered certification mark of the International Information Systems Security Certification Consortium, Inc., also known as ISC Squared.